The GI Bill of Rights helped returning veterans from the Second World War pay for education and vocational training. It also helped them get loans for small business startups. It's often depicted as a model of benefits for those who served and as an engine for economic advancement and social mobility. Elizabeth Cohen isn't quite so enthusiastic. She's a Harvard historian and author of the new book, A Consumer's Republic: The Politics of Mass Consumption in Postwar America. She focuses on the development of suburbia, especially in New Jersey, and what she describes as the merger of the roles of citizen and consumer. As for the GI Bill, Professor Cohen questions the common celebration of its successes.
Much of that celebration is quite deserved. It was an enormous expenditure. It should be said that the motives, though, for it were to be sure that the employment market wasn't flooded with returning GIs.
I mean, to keep them off the labor force for a while.
Right, exactly. Send them to school. And also to get the economy going again. There was tremendous anxiety that depression would return. And this would be a way of getting people into the market. It was a way of supporting home purchasing, that it gave GIs guarantees for mortgages. And, you know, I don't want to infer that it didn't help many, many people. But one of the things I learned in researching who actually benefited from the GI Bill was that the program was not quite as universal as we tend to think when we point to it as a model social program. First of all, it was aimed at those who had served in World War II, and, you know, rightfully so. But who did serve in World War II? First off, primarily men. The other thing I discovered was that the people who benefited tended, say, if we just take the education programs, for example, tended to be the people who were most well-educated when they went into the military.
So people who would have gone to college anyway is what you said.
Very likely. If you had a high school degree, you were much better set up to take advantage of the college benefit. If you already had done a few years of college, you were very likely to finish college when you came back. If you had graduated from college, you were very likely to use your GI benefits to pay for graduate school. And so studies that were done by labor unions, for example, about how their rank and file were faring showed that many working class people didn't take advantage of it. Or if they did, it got them perhaps better working class jobs, but not the kind of upward social mobility into middle class professions that, you know, we tend to think they got.
And as for the small business startup loans, you describe those as being almost impossible to negotiate.
Very difficult. They were, and often I have a very interesting material from Newark banks who say that for the protection of many working class New Jerseyites coming back home who thought that they could get easy loans to set up businesses or even to buy houses, that for their own protection so they wouldn't get into debt, they're going to be pretty tough about who they give it to. And that's a very key point here that I want to stress. When I first started doing this research, I thought, oh, well, you're a GI, and when you come home, you know, you can get a check to go and use for a down payment or to pay your college tuition wherever you want to take it. No, it didn't work that way. The way it worked was that the money was channeled through existing institutions, existing banks, existing colleges. And so individuals had to be accepted by those existing institutions. So the NAACP papers, for example, which I spent a lot of time going through, are filled with letters from Black GIs who are, you know, terribly upset that all the promises they had been given about the GI Bill were really coming to naught.
I mean, because their education would be paid for if they could be accepted by an institution.
They came back. If they applied to a sort of a mainstream college or university, they weren't accepted because they didn't take Black students. There was tremendous demand for the traditionally Black colleges. When they went to banks to get the mortgage guarantee that they had been promised, lo and behold, the banks wouldn't give it to them, so that the money was channeled through institutions that were still functioning within a social order that discriminated.
Elizabeth Cohen, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much, Robert Siegel.
Elizabeth Cohen is the author of A Consumer's Republic: The Politics of Mass Consumption in Postwar America.